Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Welcome everybody to this August Qigong session. So I'm hoping that you will enjoy this. It's going to be an intermittent flow. So we're going to do 9 exercises relating to Qigong for balance and flexibility, particularly in the joints. And then we'll do another 9 exercises for September, and we'll do it again as an intermittent flow. We'll do a similar sort of exercises or for the similar sort of areas of flexibility and balance. So we'll start with a warm-up. So just standing in Wuji, and for the benefits of people who don't know what Wuji is, it's having your feet bring hip and shoulder width apart, toes facing forwards, just unlocking the knees slightly, just allowing the spine to be nicely elongated, rolling your shoulders forward and just letting your arms drop back. So that feeling of space between your arms and your body. And then just allowing the crown of the head face the heavens, the sky, the universe. And then going back to the balls of the feet, and just allowing them to be grounded. So you're connected to the earth through kidney one in the ball, in ball of your feet. And then you're connected to the universe through Jumai 20, which is in the crown of the head. And you can also do this seated. So if you're seated, then you know, don't worry about the Wuji pose, but you can still do the warm-up. So we're just going to start by using our fingers just to tap our head. Just all over the head, just to start to wake up the meridians, which are the energy channels. Some of them flow through the head. And then just taking your hand, so you can, I'm just going to start tapping my right shoulder. So just tap the right shoulder. And you can do that in a sort of a cupping rather than a tapping. So you can just do it like the palm of your hand almost. And then swapping arms, doing the other shoulder. Going down the inside of the arm and up the outside. And then just repeating a few times, just going down the inside of the arm and back up the outside. And all the way down to your fingertips if you can. And then just doing one more down and up on this side. Swapping arms and doing exactly the same on the other side. Down and up. And again, this is activating our meridians, just starting to get ourselves ready to do a bit of Qigong this evening or this afternoon or whenever you're listening to this recording. And one more down and up. And then back to the fingertips and then just across to the chest. Tapping all the way to sort of up towards the clavicle or the collarbone. And down the sternum area to the stomach. Down towards the abdomen. And then going down the outside of the legs, going down as far as feels comfortable for you. You're welcome to bend your knees and go all the way to your toes if you want to, but that doesn't feel comfortable, and just going down as far as you can and then up the inside of the legs. So repeating that a few times, down the outside of the legs and up the inside of the legs. We'll just do a couple more. Last one. And then when you finish with the backs of the hands, just very gently massaging the lower back area and the kidney area. Just dropping your hands down to the side. We're going to now work on the spine. So we're trying to activate the spine, warm the spine up. So we're going to start by just very gently circling our head. Just circling your nose in a small circle. In circling your nose, you also circle your head. Doesn't matter which direction. Very small circles. Doing one more in this direction. And then changing direction. So sort of working on the vertebrae around the neck, so the cervical area. Doing one more. Coming back to center and then turning your head to look to the left, back through center and then to the right. I'm just doing that a few times. You'll probably find that you have more movement on one side than the other. That's very common. So we're just going to do one more on each side. And then just stretching the side of our neck. So it's going to take our left ear towards our left shoulder. If you want to, you can hold the right shoulder down with the left hand, just having a nice stretch then in the right side of the neck. Just going to hold that for about 10 seconds. Going back up and doing the same on the other side. And coming back up, dropping your hands down and do a gentle twist. So just letting your arms rest and hang loosely by your body and just letting the movement of the twist dictate your arm movement. So you're not using the muscles per se in your arms, you're using the muscles around your torso and your spine. A really lovely exercise to do. Maybe first thing in the morning when you get up, just to loosen everything off. Maybe even last thing before you go to bed. Just very gently and slowly coming back to stillness. Don't do it too suddenly. It's just gently and slowly coming back to stillness. Now I'm just going to do something with the shoulders. So we're just going to push out both our arms forward, palms facing forward, bringing them back towards our shoulders, and then pressing them up in the air. And back down, pushing forwards, coming back, pushing up, coming back. So just doing that a few times, forwards, up, forwards, up. Just working up our shoulders. In Qigong, we do use our arms quite a lot, particularly our shoulders, and there are several exercises in this particular set, or this half set, I should say, that uses the shoulders quite a lot. So one more of each, and just dropping your hands down. Just going to put our hands on our hips and do some hip circles. Obviously, if you're seated, that's a little bit tricky. So you can miss the hip circle one. Back to center and then change in direction. One more and back to center. Now we're going to bring our feet together. And you can do this standing or seated. We're just going to do some knee circles. So we're just going to have our thumbs on the inside, so just above the knee, but facing the inside, and the hand, the fingers on the outside, just giving the knees some support. And we're just going to do a few small circles in one direction. Going back to center, and then doing a few some circles the other direction. One more, back to center, and then just taking our foot back, feet back out to Ruji stance. We're nearly at the end of this warm up. So we're just going to do some ankle circles. Got two ways. One of them does involve a balance. So if you think my balance is no good, then I would suggest you keep your toes on the ground and then just swivel your ankle around your toes. If you can, and you feel you're okay with balancing, if you've got something next to you or standing in a corner, then you're going to just do some half a dozen or six circles one way. Then when you've done that, change direction on one foot. Coming back down when you finish, making sure you're nice and stable before you do the same on the other foot. So six in one direction and then six in the other direction. And again, just stabilizing yourself when you've finished. And we're going to finish off by scrunching our fingers and toes. So we're going to bring our toes back in towards our foot, into the main bit of the foot, and then we're just going to fist make fists out of our fingers. So we're just going to do a few of these. It's quite nice. Our toes and fingers, well, our fingers get a bit of use, but our toes don't get that much use. Doing two more. And then just pausing at the end and just noticing how you're feeling. Okay, so as we're doing this as an intermittent flow, we have got five phases. So with the intermittent flow, we'll start with phase one. Phase one is just getting yourself into that Zen state of mind. So we'll talk you through that in a moment. Phase two is the exercises. Phase three is something known as blowing breeze, swaying willow. And again, I'll talk you through that when we get to that point. And we'll repeat phases two and three times because I'm going to split it into three exercises for each of the flows. And then phase four is just bringing it all together. So you're collecting that energy, you're bringing it together. And then phase five is a closing phase. So we will start with phase one. So just finding yourself in Wuji. If you're seated, just ignore the Wuji bit. And then just taking some deep breaths. But if that doesn't feel comfortable, just having your natural breath rhythm. Possible belly breaths. Again, if that doesn't feel comfortable, just stick with your chest breathing. Quieting the mind, quieting the body. Just allowing myself to settle. Being in the moment. And then just try and relax from head to toe. Taking a couple of breaths to do this. Letting out any tension. Noticing how you feel. Just relax. Move from phase one into phase two, which would be the three exercises. So the first one is pushing hands to the heaven. So we start with our fingers interlaced by our lower abdomen or slightly further down, depending on your arm length or where you're seated. Palms facing upwards. If interlacing your fingers doesn't feel comfortable, then you can pull your fingers apart and just have the middle finger touching. So we're going to be bringing our hands up our body. Going up. When we get to about the chin level, we're going to start turning the palms down and then out and then up again. And the hands are going to go above our head. If possible, stretching all the way. If that doesn't feel comfortable, just going as far above the head as feels comfortable. Just opening the hands out and bringing the arms back down on the side. So interlacing the hands and the fingers again. Bring your hands up your chest, your torso up your chest. Start turning down, round, and up. So the palms are now facing up, going above your head. Opening your fingers and just letting your hands drop down the side. Interlacing your hands. Bring them up, start turning. When you get to about chest level, keep turning your hands and rising them at the same time. So your palms end up facing upwards. When you've done your full stretch, just opening your hands and coming back down. So just do a couple more. So interlacing the fingers, and then I'll add the breath. Twisting your hands over so your palms are now facing upwards, pushing your hands above your head. And then just opening out to the side. Do one more without the breath. Hands up, turning them above the head. Opening your hands down to the side. So the breath, if you want to add it in, is inhale up. So we come up the body, we start turning. Keep turning. Pausing at the top just momentarily when you get to the top of the in-breath, and then exhale as you bring your hands down. And again, there's a slight pause at the bottom before you start your inhale again, interlacing the fingers, inhaling, coming up, coming over the head, opening your hands, exhaling, coming down. Just doing a few more in time with your own breath. We all breathe at different rates. So my instruction may be very slow for you, or maybe too fast for you. Just doing a couple more in time with your own breath. Be quiet for a moment. Just doing two more. And then pausing at the bottom when you finish. So noticing whatever's arising. Now we're moving into standing crane. So we're staying in Muji, so our legs are staying where they are. It's the hands, it's the arms, and the top of the body will be moving. So taking your arms out to the side, and then we're going to start by turning our hands so the palms are now facing outwards, so the face behind us, bring your hands, the backs of the hands are stretched out in front of us. And at the same time, we're going to just take our chin towards our chest and round our back. Then we're going to turn our hands over, open them out. So open the hands, so maybe go slightly behind the back. Your arms are sort of at shoulder level. If that feels comfortable, if it doesn't feel comfortable, then bring your hands down a little bit. Turning your palms again, so the palms are now facing back, and then you're going to be going back into the rounding bit. So chin to chest, backs of the hands together, outstretched in front. And then opening your hands wide, opening your chest wide, and then coming back. So you're rounding your back and closing your chest down. So if you've ever done yoga, it's very similar to cat and cow. So you're opening your chest when you're taking your arms back, and you're closing your chest when you're coming back in. I mean, obviously it's cat and cow is done on the floor, but there are other ones where you can do cactus arms and you're doing a similar sort of thing. You're opening and closing. So to add the breath, it's exhale as you Bring your hands together and your chin to chest, and inhale as you come back up. Exhale as you bring your chin to chest and your arms, your backs of your hands together. Exhale as you come back up. So just doing three more in time with your own breath. This is the last one. And when you finish, just dropping your hands down. Again, just pausing. If your shoulders are a bit sore, then just taking your shoulders towards your ears and just dropping them back down. So doing some shoulder shrugs. Now we'll move into golden rooster stands on one leg. So this is a balance. So I'll give you a couple of variations. The traditional version is we're going to be lifting the same arm and leg, so it's not across the body. So I'm going to lift my left leg, and at the same time I'm going to lift my left arm. And it comes sort of just in front of the head. So you can touch your forehead if you want to, so you know where you are in time and space. And then just put your foot down. And then you do the same on the other side. So like I said, it's a balanced one because you're lifting your foot. If you think there's no way I'm going to be able to balance, then what you can do, you've got two variations. You can actually just lift the heel. So you've still got the ball of the foot on the floor and the hand goes up. And then lift the other heel, the other hand. And then taking it back down. Or you can take it one step further. You can actually just go up on your toes. So most of your foot's off the ground, and it's just your toes that are on the ground. So whichever variation you do, I'm just going to do a few rounds of this. So I say inhale up, exhale down, inhale up. Exhale down. And it's the same with whichever variation you're doing, whether you're keeping your toes or most of your foot on the ground, or whether you're actually taking your foot off the ground. And you may find you're better balanced on one leg than you are on the other leg. I'll just keeping your balance the best you can. Inhale up. Exhale down. Inhale up. Exhale down. Just going to do two more on each side. And when you finish that, just pausing. And then we're going to go on to phase three, which is the flowing breeze, swaying willow. So the idea behind phase three is just to allow your body to move in whichever way it wants to. You don't have to move if your body doesn't want you to move. It doesn't have to move. So you can just literally, if you wanted to, either just sit still and just feel the chi move, stand still or sit still, or you can just maybe sway from side to side. So whatever floats your boat, as it were. So whichever way works for you, whether you want to move, whether you want to sway, whether you want to stand quietly, so listen to your body, and I will be quiet for the next minute just to allow you to experience flowing breeze, swaying willow in your own way.
Very gently coming back to stillness. We'll transition into the next set of three exercises. So the first one is painting rainbows. With painting rainbows, we're going to start, as always, with emoji. We're going to take your hands up over our heads. Again, if it's not possible to have your hand over your head, hands up above your head, you can always take them to just sort of head height, having them in front of your head or just above head height, but it'll get in front of your head. So the idea with painting rainbows is that we're going to be doing just that. We're going to be painting a rainbow. So I'm going to be painting on my right side. So I'm going to take my right arm and I'm going to sweep it down as if I was painting a rainbow. And at the same time, I'm going to take my left arm over my head until I feel a stretch down the left side from sort of the shoulder, sorry, the armpit down the side. And I'm going to come back up. So the palms are now facing each other above the head. And then I'm going to paint to the right side, sorry, to the left side. So my left arm paints, sweeps down as it's painting. My right arm comes over my head till I feel the stretch on the right side, coming back up to center, and then painting on the right side again. So we're basically swapping from one side to the other, coming back up, and then coming back down. If you can't, you don't have to do a big sweep. You take your arm down. You can just go, it's a gentle movement. So you can either go all the way down, I mean, a nice big stretch, or if that doesn't feel comfortable, then just do it, taking your arm down slightly and just having a little bit of a stretch. You can remain virtually upright and just pulling the top arm over the head slightly till you feel a stretch. You don't have to bend from side to side if you don't want to. That doesn't feel comfortable. So it's exhale as we move our hands down and paint. Inhale as we come up. Exhale as we paint. Inhale as we come up. Just doing a few more, just in time with your own breath. That side to side movement. And I'll be quiet for a moment, just allowing you to experience it with your own breath. So we're just going to do one more to each side. And then just dropping your hands down. Next, we're doing Holy Crane, worshipping the moon. So some of you might remember this from Shibashi set two. So this is when we're going to be doing a curtsy. So I'll talk you through the traditional way, and then I'll talk you through some variations. So the traditional way is you're going to be taking one leg behind the other as if you're curtsying. And at the same time, you're going to put your hands in prayer pants, so the palms of the hands together, and you're just going to curtsy. So you can go down quite low, then coming back up, dropping the hands, and then doing the same on the other hand, the other side. That can put a strain, and it may be something that you're not happy doing. It's also very much a balance exercise. So what you can do is you can just take one foot, just taking it to the back, just behind you a little bit, maybe just having your heel off the ground. And then just dipping down a little bit, coming back up, dropping the hands, swapping feet, taking your other foot, just taking it one step behind, toes on the ground, in prayer position, the hands, and then just tilting down a little bit. That's one variation, so keeping your toes on the ground, but just behind you. Then you can just, if you want to, if that feels comfortable, you can just maybe take your back foot just slightly more towards your front foot, behind the front foot, I should say. So you're going into more of a curtsy. And then you can work up to doing the full version where you're crossing your back leg behind your front leg, and then just doing a full curtsy. If none of that feels good to you and you think, actually, I don't even want to take one foot back, then what you can do is take your hands together in prayer and then just do a little bit of a dip, or you could even open it wide and do a tiny little bit of a squat and coming back up. So whichever variation you're going to do, we will go ahead and start. The Holy Crane Worshipping Moon. So taking our leg back, one leg, whichever leg you're starting with, and whichever position you're putting it in, start doing that, bringing your hands into prayer position and doing a slight curtsy or a slight bob or a slight squat, whatever position your legs are in, whichever one you're doing. Coming back up and doing the same on the other side. And then back up. So down, the hands in prayer position, and foot behind, and the other one, and then coming back up. You have got knee problems, then I would be wary with this one. Maybe don't do your full curtsy. We're just doing a tiny bit of a curtsy. So it's exhale down, inhale up, exhale down, inhale up. Doing one more on each side. And then coming back up. You may want to give your arms and legs a bit of a shake. And now we're moving to Swimming Dragon. So with Swimming Dragon, you may want to take your legs. I would personally take my legs just slightly wider than Wuji. So maybe just taking them a little bit wider than shoulder width. And again, there are several variations with this one. We start again with our hands in prayer position. And we're going to be doing a figure of eight. So I'm going to be going to the right side, coming back over, and then to the left side. So it's like a figure of eight, but it's on its side. And then I'm going to do another one. You're basically working your way down your body slightly, maybe going into a slight squat. And then when you've got as far as you can go, you're going to, if possible, holding your hands together, you're going to rise up, taking your hands above your head if you can, or just up, just above the head or fully above the head. And you've got two options here. You can keep your feet on the ground or you can go up on your toes. So it becomes a balance exercise. Then keeping your hands together, you come back down and you do the same thing. Doesn't matter which side you're going on. Then you do the figure of eight on the side. Coming down the body as far as feels comfortable for you. But working within your own range of movement, when you get to the bottom as far as you can go, pause there for a moment and then move up, straighten up, taking your hands above your head. And either keeping your feet on the ground or coming up onto your toes and then coming back down. So I'm going to repeat this a few times. I'm going to do some more figures of eight. Going back as far as you can, pausing, and then pushing up on toes or just on your feet and then coming back down and then doing another one. There isn't a breath pattern for this swimming element. So once you get to the bottom, so inhale and then coming up straight on the exhale. And then coming down on the inhale. Like I said, it doesn't matter what you're doing when you're swimming. Breath wise, when you get to the bottom, when you get as far as you can go, inhale and then exhale as you stand up. And to go again, some more swimming from side to side. It's really good for spinal flexibility, this one. And obviously in the squat, it's quite good for the legs as well. And then pushing up. And if you're on tiptoes, it's pretty good for balance. But even if you're just standing on your feet on the ground, that you're taking your heads, your arms overhead is helpful for balance as well. Back down. And then pushing up again. I'm just going to do two more. Pushing up on the exhale. And the last one. Pushing up. And then just bring your hands down in prayer position till you get to the lower abdomen and then open your hands out. So that's the three exercises. So we're now going to go back into phase three, lone breeze, swaying willow. Again, however your body wants to move. I'll be quiet during this session just to allow you to experience your own body's movements or anything else that's happening with your body. If it's just sensations, if it doesn't feel like moving, you just want to feel those sensations. If you're moving, start to come to stillness. Transition back towards phase two in the final three exercises. Excuse me, final three exercises of this set, this half set. So we're going to start with pushing mountains. This is done in something called horse riding. So that's double the wuji. So you get to that, you would open to wuji, which is where you started, And then you can take your toes out and then have your heels follow. So that's roughly what horse riding is like. Get your toes out to the side and your heels following. So your toes are facing forwards. Or if that doesn't feel comfortable, then coming back into a width that does feel comfortable. We're going to start with our hands in a loose fist, just the bottom of our ribs. There are two variations with this. First one is, we're going to just push one hand forwards and the palm opens and the palm of the hand is facing forwards, bringing that hand back and then doing the same with the other hand and then bringing that back and then repeating it with the first hand forward, coming back, and then the second hand forward, coming back. And as you're doing that, you can also do a slight squat if you want to, as you push one hand forwards and come back, and then push the other hand. So that's the first variation. The other variation is doing it with both hands. So you can just push both hands forwards into a squat and then come back. Push both hands forwards. You can go into a slight squat if you want to and come back. So you can do either variation. The breathing is exactly the same for both, and I'll do a talk about it in a moment. With the second variation in particular, you can actually get rid of quite a lot of frustration. You can actually make it quite vocal. So I'll just show you an example. You can just go, ha, and have quite a forceful, ha, exhale. So, and it can help get rid of quite a lot of frustrations and pent up emotions or what have you. So whichever variation you're going to do, you can mix and match if you want to. You can try with one hand, you know, doing it singly, and then you can try with both hands together. So I'm going to do this, the two-handed one, but I'll do it quietly. I won't do the loud ha. Okay, so we're just going to start. So pushing out with one or both hands, coming back, swapping hands if you're doing singly, and then doing the same. And just pushing our hands out, one or both, and coming back. And I say, put a slight squat in if you want to. And the breath is exhale as you push forwards, inhale as you come back. Exhale as you push forwards, inhale as you come back. So it's actually quite good for, obviously, if you're doing the squatting, it's great for your legs, for your thighs, for your knees, for your hips, but also for the upper body. When you're pushing forwards, it's good for your shoulders. It's also good for your wrists because you're flexing your wrists and your fingers are opening up as well, coming from a fist to an open. So it's quite a good one. Just going to do one more and then coming back. So we're going to stay in horse riding, or Mabu, which is its Chinese name. And we're going to do something called swaying the head and shaking the tail. Be careful if you have low blood pressure or high blood pressure with this one. So we're going to start with our hands on our thighs, fingers pointing towards the inner thigh. If that doesn't feel comfortable, then having it further down on your knees, towards your knees, or you can have it up towards your groin area. Or if that doesn't feel comfortable, just have it over on your hips, your hands on your hips. The full version is you go down, you bend down over one leg, you come across the center, and you come up the other leg. And then you just do a little bit of a bob, so that's shaking your tail. So the swaying the head is going down, cross through center and up the other side, and then bobbing to do your tail, bobbing, shaking the tail. If you've got low blood pressure or high blood pressure, going down and up is not always good. So you could just go down slightly, just bending your body slightly more. It's like a tabletop, coming down and then coming up. So you haven't got this wider range of motion, movement in terms of going down and up. So we'll do a few rounds of this one. So going down as far as feels comfortable to you, through center and up the other side, and then just bobbing a little bit, shaking the tail. Swapping sides, so if you started going down on your right side, you're now going to go down the left side and then up the right side, going back up, shaking the tail. Go down the right side, up the left side. Come up, shape the tail. Do a couple more on this side. Sorry, one more on that side and one more on the other side, and then I'll introduce the breath. So the breath is exhale as you go down and inhale as you come up the other side, shaking the tail. Exhale as you go down and inhale as you come up, and then shake your tail. I'm just going to do a few rounds with the breath. Do one more on each side. And then coming back into Wuji, so bring your feet closer together. And the final exercise before we go back into blowing breeze, swaying willow, is birthday candles, or bear swimming in the ocean. So exactly the same exercise, two different names. So this is the one that's good for the rotation cuffs in the shoulders. So we're going to start with our palms facing our chest, backs of the hands facing outwards. We're going to push our hands out, turn our hands to the backs of the palms face each other, taking your hands out to the side, bringing them back in towards the armpit, going back in front of the chest, and then pushing your hands forward again. Part backs of the hands facing each other, going out to the side, and the armpits, and then pushing forwards again. So opening up with the backs of the hands facing each other, and then you're opening up the wide, up to, under the armpits, and then pushing forwards. So it's exhale as you push forwards, turn back to the hands to face each other. Inhale as you circle and come under the armpits. Exhale, pushing forwards. Inhale, circle, under the armpits. So we'll do two more in this direction. And then when you finish those, hold your hands in front of the chest, and then we're going to reverse it. So we're going to push our hands forwards, so the palms of the hands are facing each other. Sorry, not facing each other, facing you, facing the body. And you're going to bring your hands back towards your body, then under your armpits, out to the side, and then twist them so the backs of the hands are coming, meeting each other in front of you. Turning your hands over, bringing your hands, palms back towards your body, under the armpits, twist them around so the backs of the hands now start to face each other as they come into the center. Turn your hands over, palms of the hands come towards the body, under the armpits, out to the side, backs of the hands facing each other, turning your hands over again. So it's inhale as you come back, exhale as you go out. So inhale as you bring your palms back, the hands back to your body. Exhale as you take your hands out to the side and the backs of the hands meeting each other or getting close to each other. Going back on the inhale and out and to center on the exhale. Do two more. Inhale, out to the side, on exhale. And the last one. Then just bring your hands back and then drop them down. You may want to give your shoulders a bit of a shrug because it is quite a shoulder heavy exercise. And then we're going to move again into flowing breeze, swaying willow. And I'll be quiet again for another moment or so, a minute or so. We're going to come back into stillness. We're going to move to the consolidation phase. So where we're going to be just bringing the energy into our lower dantian, which is the lower energy gate, the big energy gate in our lower abdomen. You can put your hand, one hand over the other on that area if you want to, so you can actually focus more on it. And then just being quiet and then just focusing your mind on the bringing the chi towards the lower dantian, the lower abdomen. And we're going to finish with phase five, which is the closing sequence. So we're just going to start by rubbing the palms of our hands together, generating some warmth in our hands. And then very gently just covering our eyes with our hands. Bring our closed eyes with our hands. We're just going to pat our eyes with our palms, opening and closing our eyes as we pat them. And then just dropping our hands down. I'm just going to do facial massage. So we're going to take the palm of our hands, just starting at sort of chin level, either side of the chin, just pushing our hands up, our fingers up the side of the nose, taking them up towards the forehead, and then just bringing the palms of the hands down the cheeks. And taking our fingers up towards, up either side of the nose towards our forehead, and then just bringing the palms of the hands down our cheeks. We're just doing that a few times. Doing two more. And then we're going to extend it. So we're going to push our hands up our face, and then we're just going to go and take our fingers through our scalp, through our hair, down the back. And the back of our neck, back towards the chin, and then go up the face, across the scalp, and down towards the back of the neck. Again, just doing that a few times. Doing one more. And then just dropping your hands down for the moment. And we're going to finish with beating the heavenly drums. So for this, putting your hands over your ears. And you've got two choices. You can either just flick your index finger off your middle finger 24 times on the back of your head, or just under the base, near the base of the scalp. But yes. Or you can just drum your fingers, all the fingers across the back of the head. So I'm going to allow you to do that, to count your 24, starting from now. And when you finish, Just pause and just notice whatever's arising. So I hope you've enjoyed this intermittent flow, incorporating Qigong exercises for balance and flexibility, particularly in the joints. Thank you for taking part.